जय राधा माधव पुण्य बिहारी जय राधा माधव पुण्य बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय राधा माधव पुण्य बिहारी जय राधा माधव पुण्य बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी
अनंत कोटि वर्ष मिलने की है नामाचार्य श्री हरिदास ठाकुर की है प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवाचार्य गौर भक्त मिल जाए श्री राधा कृष्ण गो गोपना श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरी गोवर्धन की जय, वृंदावन धाम की जय, नवदीप धाम की जय, गंगा माई की जय, यमुना माई की जय, तुलसी देवी की जय, भक्ति देवी की जय, कांवेद भक्तवृंद की जय, ऑल ग्लोरी श्री असंभव, ऑल ग्लोरी श्री असंभव, ऑल ग्लोरी श्री असंभव, थैंक यू वेरी मच।
Translation. O Brahmins, the ninth incarnation of the Lord, prayed for by the sages, was King Prithu, who cultivated the land to yield various produces, and for that reason, the earth was beautiful and attractive.
Is this not so? King Prithu, Maharaj Prithu. So, his father's name was King Beno. And his father's name was, I don't remember, perhaps Ango, like that. So, the Beno's father married one woman. She was the daughter of death. Means his family was not very good. So as a result of this marriage, a son was born whose name was Beno, who came out to be first-class rogue. So the father of Beno wanted to reform him in so many ways, but he could not. His son was not to be correct. So the father became disgusted and one day he left home without any knowledge of the family members or the officers and king left. Then the great sages and brahmanas, because without king there was irregularities in the kingdom. Just like we have got experience, if there is no good government, strong government, the rogues, thieves, smugglers and so many others, disruptive elements, they will grow. Because they are always existing, they find out the opportunity. As soon as there is some revolution, political upsurge, or mismanagement of the government, these undesirable elements, they come out. So, when the father of Bain Maharaj left home, the kingdom became unruly. Therefore, the sages and saintly persons, they asked the queen that your son, although he is worthless, so let him become king. There must be some king. So this Beno was made king by the desire of the saintly person. The significance is that formerly the brahmanas, the kshatriyas, the vaishyas and the shudras, these four departments, they must remain varnasram. That must be maintained. Class, division. So, the brahmanas, this saintly person says, they used to recommend that yes, this person is fit for becoming king. Then the coronation was celebrated. They mean that the Kshatriyas were under the order of the Brahmanas. So, when Vena became king, of course, the rogues and thieves, they were immediately subdued. Because the rogues and thieves, and here, the king is also greater rogue, so the smaller rogues were subdued immediately. That was one of the benefits, because he was very strong and cruel. Immediately caught a rogue, he immediately cut off his head. So, they were subdued, but he himself is a rogue. Nunam mohadang dasare, this is our experience. Might is right. If you are stronger, then you can subdue less strong. But he became very much disturbed. He was atheist, and he ordered that there is no God, I am God. So what I say, you have to abide the Brahman swastika. You cannot perform yajnas, this is not required. In this way, he became too much disturbing. Then, one day, all the Brahmanas and the sages, they came to give him instruction. By their king, it is not your duty to stop all kinds of religious activities, just like the communist government. Yes. But, yes. He said, no. Why you are trying to pacify God? I am God. You just act. If you are actually God conscious, then you act according to my order. So, when the sages and Brahmins became disgusted, he was killed by the Brahmins, by their order, he said. The Brahmins are so strong, by simply cursing was they could kill anyone. So the man was killed. Then, again the rogues and thieves came out. Then from the body of brain, they created two sons. One son was black, and he was ordered that you go to the forest, because they could know that he is the exact son of the father, Nishala. Nishala. They were sent, he was sent to the forest. And then the king Prithu was born. The king Prithu, he is incarnation of power, incarnation of God. Saptave Sabata. So he proved himself as a great king on this earth. He produced foodstuff, food grains profusely. That from the life of King Prithu, we can understand. We are discussing that in the fourth canto, the life of Maharaj Prithu. How good government can be maintain. Prithu Maharaj is the ideal king. He produced, he made arrangements. The heart was not producing sufficient food grains, so he attacked the heart that why you are not producing. The mother art said that because the people have become demon and they are simply eating, but they are not doing their duty, therefore I have minimized producing grain. This is to be very important, that the earth can produce any amount of food grain. There is no question of overpopulation. There is no question of food. Because everyone is being fed by the mercy of God. Ego mohanan vidhati kama. God is giving everyone the foodstuff. I have several times explained in this class that nobody has got any food problem. Simply the so-called civilized, advanced in science, these people have got problems of food grain. Otherwise, there are millions of elephants, they're eating very nicely. There are ants, there are elephants, there are tigers, there are monkeys, there are trees, so many. 8,400,000 forms of body. How they are eating? Unless they are eating, we kill animals. But the animals do not come to the, come to us that we are starving, give us food. Never. By nature, there is aliment, foodstuff, the cows, the other animals, they're eating grass. There is profuse growth of grass. So, they are not eating your nice foodstuff, sandesh rasgulla. You are making sandesh rasgulla from the milk. Which they deliver. They are eating grass and delivering you nice foodstuff, milk. And from the milk, you can make hundreds and thousands of nice nutritious, full of vitamin foodstuff. But no, we are so full that instead of utilizing the milk, we are utilizing the blood. You see? Hey, these rascals, the scientists, they do not know that milk is nothing but transformation of the blood. That everyone knows. So if you want to, that is nature's way, by God's will, that a cow gives 40 pounds, 50 pounds milk daily, but it does not drink. Although it is farming, no, it gives you human society. You guys, but don't kill me. Let me live. I am eating only grass. You see? And the civilized men killing them. Killing them. And they want peace. Just see the fun. Without touching your foodstuff, the cow is eating the grass, which is given by God, immense grass, and they are giving you the finest foodstuff, milk. Just after your birth, you have only to drink milk. Either mother's milk, then now this mother do not supply milk. That is also to be supplied by the cow. So from the very beginning of my life, I am subsisting by the foodstuff given by mother, cow, and when I am grown up, I kill. This is my gratitude. The sea. And they are called civilized. Less than lowest than Naradhava. They are called Naradhava. Lowest of the mankind. Those who are killing cows, maintaining slaughterhouse, they are lowest of the mankind. They are not human beings. Less than animal. They have no gratitude. So, the idea is that there is no food problem. That as the mother earth said to King Prithu, that I am restricting. So the more you become sinful, the food supply will be stopped. This is the Lord. At the end, there will be no footprints at the end of Kali Yuga. That is stated in Srimad Bhagavatam. There will be no food grain, no fruits, no milk, no sugar. You have to live on flesh and blood. At that time, being hungry, you kill your own children and eat flesh and blood. That day is waiting. So this is the civilization. Most heinous civilization. It can only be saved by spreading this Krishna consciousness movement. Otherwise, there is no way. It's so simple to believe. Therefore, our first restriction is no meat-eating. The most sinful act, meat-eating or intoxication, drinking, gambling, and illicit sex. These are the four pillars of sinful life. So unless you stop, you break these four pillars, how you can think of God? God is not so cheap. There's extension, you can do whatever you like. I give you, I push your eyes and you become, you see God. You push your nose, you see God. These nonsense things are going on. But God is not so cheap. He's cheap. He's very kind. But we want to remain sinful. Therefore, we cannot see God. Arjuna addressed Krishna, Param Dhama, Param Brahma, Pavitram Paramam Bhavan. You are the most pure. So, how you can approach God with sinful life? That's not possible. That is simply bogus thing. That you keep your sinful life, at the same time you want to see God, you want to talk with God. That is not possible. So, this point is that if the population of the world becomes sinful, demonic, then nature will not supply sufficient food. She will diminish. We have got experience. In India, we have seen some years there is overproduction of mango. People are very cheap. Everyone can purchase. And sometimes there is no supply. Some years. Similarly, food grains also. Some years there is oversupply of food grains. And sometimes there is scanty supply. Now, this supply of food grains, fruits and everything, even milk, in our new Vrindavan, because the cows feel very safe, they give us sufficient milk. That is our experience. So you keep things in order according to the Vedic injunction. You get sufficient food. There is no question of scarcity. But if you become sinful, demons, then the nature's food supply will be ultimately stopped. You can produce your food in the factory. You cannot do that. You can produce motor cars to consume all the petroleum within the earth, and then you become no petrol. Then throw away all these motor cars, unless you find out some other energy. That you can do. You can make things topsy-turvy. But by your so-called scientific advancement, you cannot increase orders. Stop non-production. That you cannot. So, there was such a time because Pritu Maharaj's father was a demon. He stopped all religious activities. Therefore, people became demonic and there was restriction of food supply. Then Prithu Maharaj made arrangement, and there was happy Saint Pushta, Jubdhi Imam Oshadhi Vipra Srinayam Sahusattam. Since Prithu Maharaj arranged the whole society to be religious, to be God conscious, everything become beautiful. This can be done even now. If people become Krishna conscious, the whole world will become beautiful, Vaikuntha, without any anxiety. That is possible, because that is nature's law. Just like if you become criminal, the state police force will always harass you. You cannot get out of it. They'll harass you. But that is expensive job for the government. Because it requires extra police, extra management, extra everything. But if the people become honest, God conscious, so many expenditure will be reduced. And money will be saved for spreading Krishna consciousness or for Krishna service. Then the whole world will become exactly as it was in the Prithu Maharaj's day. So Prithu Maharaj was very nice king. He not only helped producing enough foodstuff, but he was examining each man whether he is employed or not. There was no unemployment in Prithu Maharaj's time. Everyone must have employment and gift. Nowadays, in spite of so much advancement of science, there are thousands and thousands of unemployed people. There are no sufficient engagement. Of course, in your country, although there is employment, they are denied to accept employment. In India, for employment, there is employment bureau by the government. So if you go to any employment bureau, you'll find thousands of men are standing in line to get a job. Unemployment. It is the duty of the government to see that nobody is unemployed. Everyone must have some means of earning. That is good government. So Prithu Maharaj did it. The Brahmins, not that a Brahmin will be employed as a Shudra. No. A Brahmin must be employed as Brahmin. A Kshatriya must be employed for Kshatriya. A Vaishya must be employed for Vaishya and Shudra. That was the system. The Brahmins are rejected in the present society because they have no more interest in religious activities. They don't care for the Shastra, Sadhu. No, don't care. They simply sense it. Japsam kutumma bharanam. Udaram bharita. At the present moment, people will be satisfied, just like animals. If animal has got sufficient food to fill up the belly and sufficient arrangement for sex, then he is satisfied. He doesn't want anything. The man has become like that. If his belly is filled up with some rubbish thing, and he is free to have sex life, then he thinks my life is perfect. No. And more perfect life, jatam kutumma bharanam. In this age, if one man can maintain his wife and children, he will be considered a great man. He is so able. That is maintaining his wife and children. That is maintaining wife and children. They even cats and dogs and go. But in this age, if a man can maintain his wife and children, he will be considered a very expert. Because most people will have no wife, no children. This is the age. So, more you become sinful, the more you become irresponsible, the more you become godless. These things are out. Thank you.